Thank you all for being here. And I'm really looking forward to our time together today. This is this theme of mindfulness and habit change is one that obviously has a lot of appeal to me, or I wouldn't have written a book about it. Just a little bit of background to that. I've been meditating. I'm one of the guiding teachers with the Insight Meditation Community of Washington. And I've been meditating for about close to 30 years. And a few years ago, I became aware that even with many, many years of meditation practice, I would still get caught up in patterns of behavior, sometimes patterns of thinking that cause some kind of stress and suffering, that cause some difficulty for me. I consciously, did as any good meditator would do, any good mindfulness practitioner would do, is I brought awareness to it, and I kind of opened to it, and all the things that we do when we open to, as we do in this practice, open to our experience as it is, without judgment. And yet, I found certain patterns, certain habits, quite sticky and quite tenacious, even with the meditation practice. And so what it encouraged me to do was to go into a kind of a deeper exploration of, well, what's going on with these habits of mine? And I work with a lot of other people as well, and they shared with me their struggles in particular areas of their life. For some it might be around food or drinking or shopping, or for some it might be getting angry and impatient, or judging themselves or judging other people, or getting caught up in the social media kind of whole thing of spending a lot of time disconnected from ourselves and our loved ones and our life in some way, because we're so caught up in our devices, so distracted in many ways. So the more I looked into the science of habits and habit change, the more I came to understand why they're so difficult to change, that what's going on in our brains and our nervous systems when we get when a particular activity or particular behavior or a pattern of thinking becomes habitual, what happens to it. And I want to talk about that today. But essentially, if I want to put, encapsulate the kind of the main thesis for today, the main kind of theme, it is that once habits form, because of what goes on in our brain processes, they become, through repetition, they become automatic and unconscious. And when they're automatic and unconscious, then they're harder for us to change. And I'll go into some of the explanation of why that's the case. And why mindfulness, this practice of bringing a kind and non-judging awareness to our experience, why it is so extraordinarily helpful in relation to habits. And essentially, the way I'd put it is, when a behavior or a pattern of thinking becomes habitual, it kind of goes off of the radar screen, our radar screen, or it's kind of underneath the radar. We're not really aware of it. It's unconscious. It's automatic. And what mindfulness does, this practice of awareness does, is it brings what is unconscious into consciousness. It makes visible what has been invisible. And once it becomes visible, then we're in the place where we can look at it more closely and say, oh, okay, this is what I'm doing. This is what happens before I get caught up in the pattern. And this is what tends to happen afterwards. So the more we can understand that and kind of get it all into our awareness, then there's the space to make choices, to say, okay, I could in fact do the habitual thing, but once I've brought it into awareness, I can also see that there's alternatives. There's choices that are available. And that one choice, and I'll talk more about this later, but one choice is always just to stay with what we're feeling rather than, you know, moving into, you know, reactivity or habitual behavior. So, and I'll share a little bit later a quote from Viktor Frankl, the great psychologist, about, you know, finding a space between the stimulus and the response where we can make a choice. And when and if we can make a choice, then we can make a healthier choice rather than a less healthy one. And that's kind of the essence. So really, the theme of the day can be stated very simply. It's not that complicated that when behaviors are out of awareness, they're very hard for us to work with and change. But if we bring them into awareness through mindfulness, then we can make choices and make change. So that's kind of fairly simple. The more complicated thing is the actual doing of it, you know, as you can imagine. That, you know, it's one thing to say, oh yeah, I get that. I kind of get what's going on here. The other thing is, because these patterns have often become so ingrained, you know, like the pathways in the brain have been kind of, we've gone down those pathways so many times, it's not so easy to change them, even in a, you know, even when we're intentional, you know, we can say, okay, I don't want to keep doing that. And yet there's an energy to that, you know, because of that repetition, because we've been down there so often before. So we really need to cultivate attention. We need to cultivate really all of the skills and practices of mindfulness. And I'm going to share some of the main elements of mindfulness, you know, being very conscious and intentional about what we're wanting to do, where we're wanting to put our attention. So intention is a key element. The quality of attention, you know, as we're aware, just focusing on what's present here and now, just being aware of our experience, could be being aware of our breath or the body or what's going on around us, the sounds around us, but really building the muscle of attention, you know, by paying attention, coming back when the mind wanders, we build that muscle of attention. We strengthen that capacity to be aware and then to see, you know, what we might not otherwise be seeing. So attention, intention, attention. And the third element is the attitude we bring to our experience. How am I meeting this experience? How am I meeting this moment? You know, I'm meeting my experience right now with judgment or with resistance or with trying to hold on to things or with kindness and with acceptance. And so those are some of the qualities that will be cultivating today, some of the things we'll be paying attention to. And so just a couple more things about the day. I see three main elements, really. One is, particularly at the beginning, in the early part of the day, it'll have a little bit more of a kind of informational, cognitive part to it, in a way, a little bit more like a workshop than a kind of than a Vipassana retreat, although we'd be meditating as well. Just because there's important information to be shared that when we understand it, I think it can really help us in working with habits and changing habits. So the understanding is really helpful. It's helpful in two ways, really. One, in a kind of cognitive way, if we know what's going on, we say, oh, that's what's happening. That's what's happening when I get caught up in these habit patterns. The understanding is really helpful. But the other part about it that's really helpful is that the more we understand, the more at least this has been my experience, the more we understand, the more we tend to be compassionate and kind to ourselves and to others. When we see the processes, to a large extent, are impersonal processes. You know, they're things that we all share by having these brains and the way our brains have evolved and our nervous systems have evolved. We all share these kind of same patterns, really. And so when we understand what's going on, I think it opens us to kindness and compassion. That was, as I say, that was my experience. Oh, I get it now. This is what happens when somebody gets addicted or somebody gets into, you know, really unhealthy habits. There's more, there's that sense of understanding. There's a sense more, more space, I think, for kindness. So I think that's, so in the early part of this morning, we'll be exploring some of the, you know, what habits are, how they form, why they're difficult to change, and the role of mindfulness in changing habits. The other key parts of the day, as I see it, are we'll be doing quite a lot of practice. We'll be doing quite a lot of meditation. You know, in that way, it'll be fairly familiar to probably most of you who've been to a meditation class or to a retreat or a day-long, you know, guided meditations, with a little bit more focus today on the themes that we'll be looking at, kind of looking at patterns and how they develop in our habits as they develop in our minds. So that's the second thing, the experience, the practice, the meditation. I think we'll be doing sitting and some walking meditation today. And then we'll also be doing some exercises, particularly looking at, you know, where for each one of us, where do we feel most challenged, you know? I think it's a fair assumption that if you've come here today, there's something perhaps either that you want to look at or that you might be interested in seeing what it is, even if you don't know kind of what the habit is you want to work with, that at least the sense that that you have some habits that maybe aren't exactly, you know, how you'd like them to be, you know, or maybe, you know, doing things that that take you away from yourself and from your loved ones and from your life. So that's a third aspect. So the kind of the understanding part, the practices, and then some exercises of like, how do we, you know, what do I need to pay attention to? I think it would be helpful, you know, I would see it as helpful if everyone here, you know, at least identified something, and you may already have something in your mind that, you know, yeah, this is something I'd like to pay attention to today. And when I leave here today, when I go back into daily life, you know, just to kind of like, how might I work with this? How might I work with this pattern in a way that's healthy and beneficial? Just one more thing perhaps to say, and then we'll do a little bit of meditation, an opening meditation. It's my belief and my experience that much of our suffering and much of the difficulties we experience in life don't come just from one-time events, you know, things that maybe we get angry about something and it just comes up and, you know, and then that's painful and it's a difficult situation. I think for most of us, when the difficulties we experience, the places where we get stuck or we get challenged in our lives, are very much to do with patterns that get repeated over and over. Like, so, if you were just to get angry with somebody one time, hopefully, you know, it doesn't lead to, you know, terrible outcome, but, you know, that would be a one-time event. But it's very different when every time you're with a particular person or in a particular situation, you feel triggered, you know, or every time you're in a line to, you know, get something at a store or waiting on the telephone, you know, you're feeling, you know, really impatient. You know, you feel that kind of tension. Much of our suffering and much of our stress, I think, comes from behaviors and patterns of thinking that get repeated, you know, that come up over and over again. And this is really what what we're exploring today, when behaviors become habitual through repetition. And then, you know, as I was saying, when they do, then they can be challenging, difficult to change, because they've gone underneath the radar screen, if you like, to use that that image. So let me just pause here just with that as a short introduction, and maybe just check with you. Is there anything, how does that sound to you? Does that sound like something that you feel, oh yeah, I kind of more or less what I came for today, and this might be helpful to you? Any questions about the day as I've kind of broadly laid it out? Does this sound okay? Yeah.